and good news. Tomorrow's Friday! Hey, Rosa! What's going on? It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Live the Web Girl, intern Chloe Money, hanging out, holding it down. Now, Liv, we've had this discussion. We're buying presents for everybody. Mm-hmm. And you have a friend that's in a new relationship and is questioning, should I get a gift? And if so, what level of gift should I get?
Yeah. So I have a friend and he's been talking to a girl for about like 3 weeks or so, maybe 4 weeks. So they're not officially girlfriend, boyfriend. They're not officially dating. And so he's like, I feel like I should get her something for Christmas, but like, what do I get her? Like, and he's like, is it too early? Like, is it too early to get her something? So he was asking me and I was like, I don't know. That's really tough because you don't want her to get you something and her be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he didn't think of me. We've been hanging out and spending this time together. Then at the same time, you don't want to seem too eager and get her something and her be like, bro, we're not even boyfriend, girlfriend yet.
Like, slow your roll.
Exactly. So I'm like, I think jewelry is too much.
Too much, yeah.
But then what is enough, you know? Because presents can be super expensive and something even really small can kind of be expensive. So it's like, what do you get someone?
Yeah, I always say go on the inside. Like if you have an inside joke with someone, that's like perfect. Or if you know they like something that's unique because you've put thought into it. So 833-563-2539. Tell us how soon is too soon. Is there a time date? Like is it a month? Is it 3 months? Should you get somebody a present? And if so, we need like a little gift guide to help people out that are listening. What do you get someone if you're just talking to them? Anything? A bottle of wine or what?
See, I think a bottle of wine might be
too casual,
ingenuous. Because, like, you might have already brought her a bottle of wine. You know, if you're going over to her house to watch a movie and you're a guy, like, I would expect you to, like, maybe bring a bottle of wine for that. So, like, to get it as a Christmas gift, I feel like is too ingenuine.
I can't believe they've been talking for 4 weeks and they're not official yet.
Well, Porkchop's like, they've been talking for 4 weeks and haven't moved in together. What?
Okay, so Porkchop, background, if you've missed producer Porkchop's whirlwind romance, he went on a first date. That date lasted 1 week. How long before you guys moved in together?
Like 2 days, I think.
They moved in after 2 days.
Well, actually, no, that's not true.
They're getting married?
Like, no. 1 day, really. Because our first date happened, and then he just stayed, and then I was like, oh, I guess you're moving in.
Like, their first date never ended, basically.
Yeah, we're still on it. We're about to hit our two-month anniversary, like, tomorrow.
Oh, that's so exciting.
That's so exciting.
I think in this situation, for just talking, for average normal people, not Porkchop, for just talking for, like, 3 weeks or a month, I think even $50 is too much.
Too much.
Really?
Too much.
Okay.
Yes. For just talking for 3 weeks.
So if you think about this, the amount, okay, so is it more like 4 to 5 weeks or 3 to 4?
3 to 4.
Okay, so in my mind, I don't know, that's like a while just because they don't have the official title of boyfriend, girlfriend. They've almost been talking as long as me and my boyfriend.
Right, but they're not spending every single day with each other. They're maybe spending 1 day a week with each other. And that's
so interesting. Our phone lines are blowing up for our gift guide. We need insight. Okay, let's take a few phone calls.
I say get the gift. Good morning, Tyler. What do you want to say?
Yeah. If you're talking to somebody for, you know, a few months or even a few weeks and Christmas or even his or her birthday is coming up, I think you should definitely get them a gift, but stay within a certain price range, like under $100, something that doesn't show that you're coming on too strong, but show that you care.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Like,
under
you have to get
$100, that's a lot of money. I don't, like, that's a ton of money. I'm not even spending that on my parents. Like, what? Who has? I know Porkchop does not have that kind of money. So, like, realistically, for people who are in their mid-20s, I think under $100 for someone you've only been talking to for a month, that is way too expensive.
I think I've always said under $100. I think, like, $50 is, like, perfect.
But also, Mackenzie, like, gets gifts for everyone all the time. I'm talking mid-20s, you're paying student loans, you're trying to make ends meet. Under $100 is
so
expensive.
So far, we agree he does have
he
to
does.
Get her a gift,
okay,
right?
A gift, yes.
Okay, so thank you so much for the call, Tyler. Good morning, Julie. Looks like you've got some good insight on this.
Yes. Okay, so I've been seeing this guy for about 4 months, and we've kind of, like, hooked up for the past, like, 10 years.
And
so, I know, it's crazy. But every time we, like, get back together, it gets better and better.
We've kind of hooked up for, oh, you know,
10 years.
Like, 6,000 times, but anyway.
Right. This time we're together, but, and I asked him what he wanted, and he said, how about instead we
after Christmas, we take each other shopping and we pick it out.
That's
whatever we
cute.
Want. But then he asked me what my daughter wanted.
Ooh.
And so we're taking it super, super slow, but he's, you know, he like just came in my daughter's life. We've known each other for over 10 years.
Interesting. So he sounds like a winner.
I'm getting emotional.
Yes, and it's amazing because we've watched each other grow and he used to be a huge asshole.
Oh.
And he's not anymore. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, no, that's okay. Okay.
Let me know.
Okay, no, he used to be like a player, and now he's come around.
Right,
I love to
yes.
hear that.
And I always like knew when I was younger, I was like 19, I always felt like he was supposed to be mine, you know, but
aww.
He was older. And
this is
that's
so
cute.
Romantic.
Okay, that's actually
okay.
cute.
We love you. That's a yes. All right.
All right
thank,
so,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
I guess we'll need the update when we find out if you're engaged, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so Brandy, good morning. What did you want to say?
Hey, I have the perfect answer for you. It will solve all of your problems.
Oh.
Starbucks gift card, Starbucks cup. It can be like, oh, casual, I was just at Starbucks and I just happened to grab you this thing. Or it can be elaborate. You know how much you love coffee? I totally thought of you when I saw this cup. It can go either way. It's gender neutral. Like, it's perfect.
Love it.
That is genius. I was honestly thinking about telling him to get that. Because who doesn't love a Starbucks gift card? Normally, I'm like, boo gift cards, but Starbucks, I'll
and
take
I love
it.
Her idea because you can be so casual about it. Like, oh, I was just there, and I
right.
saw this, and I thought of you.
I feel
you
like
love lattes.
If someone got that for Mackenzie, like, you would be like, that's instant engagement, right?
Just throwing it out there. I love Starbucks gift
this
cards.
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.